It's Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. To get in on the golf talk, call 1-888-760-3776. That's 888-760-ESPN. Email the show at golfexchange@thehondaclassic.com. Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, is also brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa, the Palm Beach Kennel Club, the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach, Village Golf Club, SportsInteriors.net, Edwin Watts Golf, and Transworld Business Brokers. Here's Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760 and streaming live at ESPN760.com.
All right, good morning. Happy Sunday to you and welcome to the show. It is the 23rd day of March, the year 2008, Easter Sunday. Another edition of Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic is on the air. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you for the next 2.5 hours, an extended Easter Sunday edition of the Golf Exchange. We will take you until 10:30 this morning, an extra half an hour of Russ and Pat for you. 888-760-ESPN is the number to jump in on the Golf Talk, 888-760-3776. Our good buddy Colin Holder is manning the phones behind the glass, making sure everything runs smoothly. You can also email the show, golfexchange@thehondaclassic.com. is the email address, golfexchange@thehondaclassic.com. At 5 minutes after 8 o'clock on a very rainy and soggy Sunday morning in West Palm Beach, and Easter Sunday. And Pat, you're in your Sunday best, a nice dress shirt and tie. Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you, Russ. I just thought I'd get dolled up for you today. You talked about the weather, Russ. How many times has it been gloomy, like when we've done this show? We've only had a couple nice like mornings. It's just kind of odd since we started back in January. How many times we start out? It's just like it's a gloomy Sunday morning.
It's been a lot. There have been many gloomy Sundays so far this year in South Florida. Good thing for the PGA Tour, there have only been two tournaments so far this year through almost three entire months that have been rain delayed. One of them was the Pods Championship in Tampa, and the second was this weekend at Doral. We'll get to leaderboard in just 1 second, but it's interesting that all the rain problems we've had in years past, I remember the year that Adam Scott won the Nissan at Riviera. It was a 36-hole tournament, not even an official win for him because it was shortened by rain so much, and the California swing that year was just ravaged by rain, but we've been so far so good, lucky this year. Only the Pods and now this weekend at Doral have been rain delayed. Just that leaderboard in just 1 second. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you on an Easter Sunday in West Palm Beach. Just about 20 minutes from now, Randy Mell, the golf writer for the South Florida Sun Sentinel, will join us live from Doral. He's been down there through the entire weekend of the CA Championship. We'll get his thoughts on the first 2.5 rounds of golf. I guess the first 47 holes for the leaders, as that final threesome of Jeff Ogilvy, Adam Scott, and Tiger Woods only threw 11 holes on their third round. So 25, a marathon 25 holes for those three players on a final round Sunday today at Doral. That leaderboard in just 1 second. 8:30 this morning, the golf, business, and law segment with the sports professor Rick Harrow, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. We'll talk to Rick, as well as Honda Classic Tournament Director Eddie McEnroe, about a number of things, including the phenomenon and the multinational corporation that is Tiger Woods and this streak that he is on. You know, we already know that he makes $100+ million a year via endorsements. How high might that number go if he keeps winning?
I guess it could keep going higher, but you know, I was looking at a stat. I think it was in Golf Week. They're comparing Ben Hogan with Tiger, like because they both have the same number of wins now, how many top tens, blah blah blah. Then they got down to money earned, and I obviously know that Ben Hogan hasn't played in 30 years or so competitively. Tiger last year, you know, total earnings like $80 million. Ben Hogan, $330,000. I mean, just unbelievable the amount of money that Tiger's brought into this sport.
Yeah, it is. Not only himself, but the entire sport of golf. You're right, Pat. The last decade plus since 1996, the fall of 96 when Tiger turned pro, I believe the stat is 400 or 500% increase in overall purses on the PGA Tour. Something ridiculous like that. And the numbers continue to go up as the number of Tiger wins continue to escalate, whether it's 5, 6, or 7 straight wins that you talk about. And we talked about that last week during Inside the Ropes. Tiger is still winning tournaments, and until somebody else besides Tiger wins later today at Doral, his winning streak continues.
You know what else, Russ? Before you go, keep going, something we can ask Rick about. How quickly the amount of money increased when he came on. It was like instantaneous. It wasn't like there was a 3 or 4 year delay before, you know, the networks and everybody were like, hey, this guy's bringing in a lot of money. I think because of his stellar amateur career, as soon as he turned pro, it seemed like those television contracts and the purses, like you said, just instantly went through the roof. And maybe that's something we can ask Rick about. Why that happened like that? Well, why that happened that quickly?
Well, the golfing world knew about Tiger way before he turned pro in 96. I mean, he won 6 straight amateur titles, 3 U.S. juniors and 3 U.S. amateurs. So between 90, I believe it was 91 and 96, he won 6 straight, 3 of each, juniors and world ams. And so by the time he turned pro in the fall of 96 and signed that mega multi-million dollar deal with Nike, we already knew a lot about him. Obviously, we didn't know how good he would become, but he was already a known commodity at that point. An hour from now, 9:05 this morning, it's our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment, as we do each and every week, taking a look at a handful of hot topics in the world of golf. And this week, one of our topics will be a discussion over which is the greatest or the best, or whatever adjective you want to throw in there, closing hole on the PGA Tour. Because, of course, the Blue Monster, the 18th at Doral last year, played as the most difficult finishing hole on the PGA Tour and the most difficult hole overall. The top three last year in 07 were all finishing holes, 18th at Doral, 18th at Carnoustie, and 18th at Oakmont. Obviously, Oakmont and Carnoustie hosting majors. You don't play those holes every single year, year in, year out on the PGA Tour, but we can also discuss those holes as well as some others, like the par 4 18th at TPC Sawgrass, the par 5 18th at Pebble Beach.
Yeah, all good ones, all tough. This one, I've only had the privilege of playing Doral a couple times, and this one's right up there. I'll give you a little hint. I think the one at TPC is probably the hardest, but you can definitely make the argument that 18 at Doral is right up there by the stats.
Yeah. 9:30 this morning, world-class golf instructor Jim McLean, ranked number 3 by Golf Digest, top 50 America's greatest teachers. Of course, he is based down in Miami at Doral. The Jim McLean Golf School is international with their home base at Doral. And he will talk to us at 9:30 about the Blue Monster, the course, and the history of the tournament all the way back since 1962. It used to be called the Doral Ryder Open for a couple years there. It was called the Genuity. Then Ford came in for a couple, 3 years. And now, of course, it's a World Golf Championship, the CA Championship. We will finish up with our Palm Beach Kennel Club Fearless Predictions, giving you who we think will be hoisting the trophy later today at the WGC CA Championship. Also along the way on the show, a chance to win a $25 Chili's gift card and some golf trivia. First things first, we will take a look at the leaderboard. It's your sportsinteriors.net leaderboard report. With over 55 years of experience in the business, Sports Interiors will complete your ideal collection, all teams, all sports, any item. Visit sportsinteriors.net. Learn how they will customize your dream sports room and make you the envy of every sports fan you know. Also, call them up, 866-946-6237. So log on to sportsinteriors.net or dial them up at 866-946-6237. Of course, the PGA Tour, the top 79 players in the world, 49 of the top 50 in those world rankings are in Miami this weekend at the CA Championship at Doral, the 7,266-yard par 72 Blue Monster course, originally designed by Dick Wilson in 1961, redesigned by both Raymond Floyd and then Jim McLean, who we'll have on the show later on today. And after 2.5 rounds of play, of course, rain delayed the proceedings yesterday at 1:15 in the afternoon. Jeff Ogilvy is your leader. He was the first round leader in a tie. He was the sole second round leader. And through 2.5 rounds, he continues to lead. He is at 14 under par overall through 11 holes on his third round. He's -2 through 11 on his third round, 14 under overall. One shot ahead of Adam Scott, who is solo second. Scott is 4 under through 11 holes of his third round, 13 under overall, and there is a 3-way tie for the third spot. Tiger Woods is 11 under overall. He's even through 11 holes on his third round. Then you got a couple of guys who are just red hot right now. First of all, Vijay Singh, 8 under through 16 holes on his third round. He was the lowest guy of the day. He's got a 7-foot birdie putt waiting for him in just about 15 minutes on the 17th hole. He is 8 under through 16 holes on his third round, 11 under overall. Tim Clark, 7 under through 15 holes of his third round, 11 under overall. Those players are 3 shots back of Ogilvy. Then you got a pair, Jim Furyk and Graham Storm, are 4 shots back of Ogilvy. Both those players are 10 under overall. Furyk, 6 under through 13 holes. Graham Storm, 7 under through 15 holes. on his third round. Retief Goosen and Anders Hansen are both at 9 under par. KJ Choi and Zach Johnson are both at minus 8 overall. Then you've got four players at 7 under par, including Mark Calcavecchia and Mike Weir. Another about 9. Another 9 players at 5 under par, including Sergio Garcia, Justin Rose, and Phil Mickelson. So after two rounds of play, Pat, it seemed like that top three, Jeff Ogilvie, Tiger Woods, and Adam Scott, were distancing themselves from the field, but it almost seems like those top three players backed up a little bit yesterday, because Ogilvie only 2 under par through 11 holes. Adam Scott got off to a good start. He's 4 under through 11. Tiger, even through 11 holes, he parred all three of the par fives he played yesterday. We'll get to Tiger more specifically in just one second. But just to give you an idea, Tiger Woods, at even through 11 on his third round, he's the only player in the top 20, the only player in the top 20 on the leaderboard who is not under par for his third round. And he got guys like Tim Clark at 7 under, Graham Storm at 7 under, and Vijay Singh at 8 under. This field has gotten a lot closer over the last 11, 12, 13 holes in the third round.
Yeah, exactly, Russ. You know, obviously the big story is Tiger because of the win streak and how well he's been playing. He just hasn't been making any putts in this round so far. He lipped out on 1, 2, I think in 6. And those putts normally go in for him. That's a 3-shot difference. So he'd be 3 under instead of even par, and he's right back. He's tied for the lead at that point. So it's just a matter of him making whatever adjustments he has to make. The bad news for all these players is this rain delay couldn't have come at a worse time. Even though Tiger can turn it on at any time, and maybe he would have went 5 under over these last 7 holes, the fact
is, he didn't
have
it yesterday. He was flat.
He didn't have it. So the best chance for Ogilvie and Adam Scott, in my opinion, was to keep that round going. So by the mere fact that they had the delay, I think that gives Tiger a huge advantage to do whatever he needs to do to make the adjustment with the putter. He'll come out today, and you watch. He starts on that par 5, 12th hole. He'll probably birdie it, and then it could just be, the same old Tiger. So for that brief 11, 12 holes yesterday, he sort of resorted back to being human again. But I got a big feeling that, he'll work out whatever he needs to work out, and he'll come out today firing.
I agree with you, Pat. Jeff Ogilvie joked before round three that he and his buddy Adam Scott, his best mate there in Australia, would work some Aussie voodoo on their pairing with Tiger Woods, and it almost seemed like that's what was happening. It was weird because Adam Scott comes out and eagles the first hole. Meanwhile, Tiger lips out a 5-footer for birdie. Tiger on the next hole on 2 lips out a 4-footer for par. So he 3-putts the first 2 holes after going the entire week last week at Bay Hill without 1 3-putt. And it seemed like Ogilvie and Scott were working off of each other. Kind of some good karma there between the two, some good chemistry. And Tiger, like, pretty much the only time in his life ever, looked like the odd man out. It's almost like Tiger's always the guy, but for some reason yesterday, he seemed like the sore thumb in that threesome where Ogilvie and Scott were playing well, and Tiger just couldn't get it going. Tiger lipped out at 1 for birdie, lips out at the 4-footer for par at 2, so he 3-putts the first 2 holes. Only 1 birdie through 11 holes. That was at number 7. Had the bogey on 2, so he was even par through 11 holes. 20 putts through 11 holes. This is after 28 putts for the entire first round on Thursday and 26 putts for the entire second round on Friday. He already has 20 putts through 11 holes on his third round. It was obviously the putting because he only missed 1 green. He was 10 for 11 greens and reg through 11 holes, and he's even par. It was the putting, no doubt about it, Pat.
No, it's that's what it comes down to on the PGA Tour. Most of these guys can hit fairways. They can hit greens. It comes down to can they make the 12-footer and in putts, and that's what Vijay's doing. He's putting like a madman. You saw some wacky rounds out there yesterday, Russ. Daniel Chopra, 30 on the front, and then I think triple bogeys 11 or 12.
Yeah.
And it ends up, shooting, 69, but had to feel terrible shooting it because he had 30 on the front. Robert Allenby, your guy, had a chance for 29 on the front and bogeyed the ninth hole.
Yeah.
So there were some really low scores out there to be had.
Because they started so early that there was no wind.
No wind, it was soft.
The video on NBC, the water, all the lakes there at Doral were timid. I mean, you saw no ripples at all because first groups yesterday tee off at 8. Tiger, Jeff Ogilvie, and Adam Scott go off at 10. When you're teeing off that early, you know, you don't have a chance for the winds to get up yet. And then obviously towards the middle of the day, the winds come and the rains come and play is suspended at 115. But, you know, in my opinion, Jeff Ogilvie has been the best player through 47 holes. He's the only guy in the tournament still not to bogey a hole yet this week. And it's amazing to me how Adam Scott and Jeff Ogilvie yesterday looked like Tiger Woods when Tiger's playing well, because they hit very few fairways. It's amazing how the Ogilvie Tiger Scott group, very similar games. All the guys are long drivers of the ball. All three of those guys typically top 10 driving distance on the PGA Tour, but yet all three of those guys not necessarily that accurate with the driver. They don't hit a lot of fairways, but yet they're great putters, and they're so good at scrambling and saving par or even making birdie when they're not in the fairway. Ogilvie yesterday, just 3 for 9 fairways hit, but he hits 10 of 11 greens. He's 200 par through 11 holes.
Frank Nablo on the Golf Channel, Russ, made an excellent point yesterday. He said, this is the most overrated stat in golf, and it's sort of been in the back of my mind for a while now, but now I agree with him. If you just miss the fairway by a yard, you're still on that first cut, and you know that counts as a fairway missed. And a lot, and they were shown it on the Golf Channel. Ogilvie, Tiger, a lot of these guys just barely missed the fairways. You need to have the stat for it, missing fairways
by
need
like
to
five
be like
yards
five
or
10 yards
yeah.
off. That would be more accurate. Same thing for greens and regulation. If you're just on the fringe, that counts as a missed green, even though you can putt it. You could be 10 feet away putting it, and it doesn't count as a green in regulation. The PGA Tour needs to tweak both of those stats, because Tiger ranks in like the mid-150s in driving accuracy. That doesn't mean anything. And Ogilvie's not much better, and he's not, you know, a super long hitter. So those stats, I have to agree with Frank, and that was one of those things I've sort of been thinking about for a while. I'm like, you know, what does that mean if guys can be ranked in the 150s or above and still be top players in the world? It means that they're just barely missing fairways. They're able to make great recovery shots, and they're great putters. So
right,
that's what
exactly.
it comes down to.
And that's what all three guys in the final pairing are. It's almost like they're mirror images of each other. And yesterday, Ogilvie and Adam Scott really had their mojo going while Tiger was struggling. Good thing for him. Rain comes at 115, and the third round is delayed. And they'll get back on the course just about 10 minutes from now, 8:30 this morning. Tiger, Adam Scott, and Jeff Ogilvie will tee off at the long 600-yard par 5 12th hole. Meanwhile, Vijay Singh has got a 7-footer for birdie at 17 to go to 9 under par on his third round, and that would put him at 12 under par overall, just 2 shots back of Ogilvie. Russ Evans, Pat Roney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. It is your sportsinteriors.net leaderboard.